Welcome to Bourbon Beards and Belvederes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Paul.
And this is not a full episode. This is a nice little bonus episode for you guys. In a previous episode, we were smoking a Nicaraguan series by Oliva. And this is one of the custom blends by JR Cigars. And when I was on their website looking around on it, one of the things they mentioned was that it goes great with a quote-unquote spicy rum on the rocks. I, myself, and I think Paul is too, we are not drinking it on the rocks, but we have a couple rums that we want to put up with the cigar and see how they come out, see if they, if their pairing actually works out or not. So, like I said, it's the Nicaraguan Series cigar by Oliva, Pennsylvania Broadleaf Wrapper, Sumatra Binder, Nicaraguan Filler. I am going to start out with the Real McCoy. It's a 12-year-old rum from Foursquare in Barbados, coming in at 40% alcohol, 80 proof. And then I also have a Holmes K single cask rum from Belize, 2005. It's a 15-year-old rum coming in at 122 proof. So I got two different style rums. One's a little bit sweeter. One's definitely more of a high proof spice bomb. So what do you got over there, Paul?
I'm going to be starting out with 86 proof, 10-year-old Ron Azalco rum. This is a really, really good rum from Phenomenal Spirits. Super sweet, like cane juice, powdered sugar sweetness I get off of this rum. So it'll be interesting to see how this pairs with this bold, dark, peppery cigar. And then I'm going to be jumping into quite the opposite of that 86 proof sweet rum into the Plantation OFTD. It's an old-fashioned traditional dark rum coming in at 69% alcohol or 138% or 138 proof, I should say. So this one is a go-to. I mean, if you ever see this on the shelves, grab it. It's $35 or something like that. It's under $40 wherever you get it. And it's hot on if you're drinking it neat, but it ain't going to kill you. But for cocktails, getting a damn near 70 proof rum for cocktails, it's fantastic. So, and like I said, it's like $35 and it's a liter bottle, not a 750. So just one more check in the box of buying that one. So, but like I said, I'm going to start out with this super sweet Ron Azalco rum. I've already got into it a little bit, and it smoking this cigar and then going to this rum makes it even sweeter, which is hard to say because this is a very sweet rum to begin with. But it definitely just brings those sweet notes to the forefront big time and makes this cigar, going back to it, that we were talking about when we were recording the last episode, when we started this cigar, there was that chocolatey note that was more of a like a unsweet or semi-sweet chocolate, baker's chocolate maybe. Now I get chocolate, milk chocolate off this cigar because I have that, you know, that sweetness of this rum still in my mouth kind of. So it's a pretty damn good pairing.
Same thing over here with the Real McCoy. This is more of a sweeter rum. Same thing. It makes the rum sweeter, but not like candy sweet. And I still get a little bit of that like unsweetened baker's style chocolate, but that fades away quickly and goes straight into like a nice milk chocolate sort of deal. Yeah, I was quite surprised. I figured the sweet rum might kind of overpower, or the earthiness, the dark, the heaviness of the cigar might have overpowered the rum, but it doesn't. Probably wouldn't be my first go-to pairing for this cigar or for this rum, but it goes together pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. There's a huge contrast, which is nice, but yeah, I thought this cigar would kind of drown out this lower proof rum, but it doesn't. There's a pretty good pepperiness that still lasts with the cigar, and the sweetness is just amplified by the cigar, I think, coming out of this rum. So pretty good pairing. I mean, there's a fantastic cigar and a fantastic rum. So, I mean, how can you really go wrong? But it was a cool little thing to try, seeing that you read that on their JR Cigars website. So now I'm going to jump into this 69% Plantation rum and see how that fares with this bold cigar.
Yeah, I'm ahead of you. I jumped into this Belize 61%. Oh, that's fantastic. That's all I got to say.
What was the proof on that one? Just normal
61%.
Oh, a little bit higher. Yeah,
so a 122.
Yeah, I mean, this plantation rum, I haven't had this straight in a little while, but it's fantastic. I mean, 138 proof straight, just drinking it straight. There's just so many good, like, clove and fruit, funky notes that I'm getting off of this rum just before pulling on the cigar. It's fantastic by itself. I mean, I don't want anyone to know about this bottle. I should have never said what it was. I don't want it to get a fly and go flying off the shelves, but
yeah, I think Adam calls that one like his Christmas rum or his holiday rum, because it has all those spices to it.
Yeah, and for them to come through at that high of a proof, it's just, I mean, it just goes to show how good this rum actually is.
Yeah, this Holmes K, the Belize, by itself has a little bit of like the funky esters to it, not as much as like a Jamaican rum, but has some of those funky esters to it, and it has a lot of like earthy notes to it. So along with being, since it's a rum, it's going to be sweeter than a whiskey. You get a little bit of the sweetness in there, you get the earthy notes. It really pulls the earthy notes out of the cigar. It changes that cigar up. Complete 180 from that real McCoy sweet rum, from that chocolate to just the earthy, which is kind of like on a cigar.
Yeah, I get similar. It's going back and forth between this plantation OFTD and the cigar. The fruity, funky fruity notes are coming more to the forefront of the rum, where before drinking it, before pairing it with the cigar, it's more of a clove is probably the first note that I get off of it. But the funky fruity notes are definitely the first thing I get now. But then going back to the cigar from the rum, it's all leather. It's leather, earthy, like,
yeah,
it's definitely that chocolate note is kind of fading definitely back to, even if I'm picking it up, it's back to that unsweet chocolate coffee, like, but it's the leather just popping big time. And I know you were saying you were getting that on this cigar in the beginning and I was touching on it, but now it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like full force leather. And I don't know if it's the leather and coffee. Yeah, I don't know if it's the higher
black proof coffee
doing that, or if it's the actual rum. I think it probably has to do with the proof. I mean, we both went significantly up in proof.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, once again,
yeah, that
four good rums and one good cigar. I mean, it just goes to show you when you get a good cigar, you got a wide. It's back and forth. You get a good whiskey, you can find a good cigar to pair it with, and vice versa. But this is a fantastic cigar by Oliva. JR Cigars exclusive, Ron Ozalco rum, plantation, overproof rum, goes together like night and day, but they work really well together.
Yeah, same on this side. That real McCoy, like I said, goes well together. Probably not my first pairing for these two. I don't know. I'm not typically going to pull out an 80 proof sweet rum to go with a cigar for the most part. Usually I'm going to more of 100 proof plus, which isn't the... You don't really see too many 100 proof rums unless they're bottled and bond, but you get some cash strength rums out there, and it's going real well with this one. This cigar.
Yeah, I agree. If I had to pick, I think I like the higher proof plantation rum paired with the cigar over the lower proof sweeter rum, but they're both fantastic. They both pair well in different ways, but yeah, if I had to recommend, it would be a higher proof rum with the cigar, and you got to win.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So, well, that was a fun little experiment to do after we filmed a episode of Bourbon Beards and Belvederes. We figured we'd jump back on and get a little bonus with some rum and this cigar, and think it was worth it.
Yeah, it was a good little. Their notes definitely work, and I could see a nice little ice cube in this 122 proof rum, bringing down that spice a little bit, or the proof spice down a little bit, and helping it out. So yeah, that was a fun little experiment.
Cool. So, well. Until next time, you can find us on bourbonbeardsandbelvederes.com and bourbonbeardsandbelvederes on Instagram and TikTok. It was that BRBN Beards Belvederes.
BURBN Beards Belvederes.
There you go.
So, until next time, guys.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.